Picture this. You finally figured out the best eating habits so you can finally lose that weight that you have been wanting to lose forever in a day. And the great thing about it is that you didn't have to muster up the energy and keep yourself super motivated to try to do all of the things you've done before in the past to lose weight. Things like cooking all of your food and measuring it before you eat it and logging all of your food into an app and paying for expensive supplements and shakes and juices and starting a time-consuming workout program or even counting how many ounces of water you're drinking every day or how many steps that you've walked every day. Now, don't get me wrong. Those are all viable ways to lose weight. I know because I have tried them all. Here's the problem. The problem is that you're not going to do those things forever. And you're not going to do it long enough for you to even get to your goal weight. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to do those things long enough to lose some weight. And then you'll get comfortable, you'll get lazy, and then you'll tell yourself, oh, I'm good. I'm losing weight. Like, I got this. And you stop doing all the things that you were doing, and you slowly fall back into your old habits. You gain back a little bit of the weight that you lost, and then bam, you're right back where you started once again. Here's the good news for you. I am not your average green juice drinking health and weight loss coach telling my clients to eat only this and stop eating that. And because I am not your average health and weight loss coach, I'm not going to give you an average weight loss plan. I have taught hundreds of people how to lose weight by creating a plan that takes 15 minutes or less a day once you get it set up and running. Whether you need to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, my diet industry disrupting weight loss strategy will help you lose your first diet-free 10 pounds, and I'm going to teach you how to do it inside Food Focus. I'm going to teach you how to do it step by step inside Food Focus. Now, you're like, wait a second, Jennifer, what is Food Focus? I know about Stop Dieting Forever, but I don't know about Food Focus. So glad you asked. Food Focus is a 30-day weight loss boot camp where you're going to learn how to stop regaining the weight that you've worked so hard to lose. You're going to learn how to stop wasting money on supplements, shakes, pills, and prescriptions. You're going to learn how to stop depending on a trainer to keep you motivated. And you're going to stop worrying about like, ooh, can I eat this food? Or I shouldn't eat this food because I think this is a bad food and it's going to make me fat. Listen, you're actually going to learn how to lose weight inside Food Focus. And I'm going to teach you how to lose weight by focusing on food. Yes, you're going to learn how to lose weight without a diet by focusing on food. Food, F-O-O-D, is an acronym for the four key areas that you need to focus on to lose weight and keep it off. F stands for feel your feelings and eat your food. O stands for overcoming your obstacles. The second O is obliterating your objections. And D is decide to make damn good decisions. At the end of this 30 days, you're going to walk away with a clear weight loss strategy that you know works because you'll already have lost the weight as you create it. Participants in my 30-day boot camps have been able to lose up to 10 pounds in 30 days without a diet and without all of the mind drama that comes with trying to stick to a traditional diet. This is brand new content that I am teaching live for the very first time. Now, if you are trying really hard right now to get yourself motivated to start a typical weight loss plan that you have done before in the past, I want you to stop. You have my permission to stop. This means that you are ready for something radically different. Food Focus is where you're going to learn a completely different way to lose weight, which is why it works so well. Listen, if you think you have tried everything to lose weight, I can bet you have not tried this. Enrollment is open now, and the program kicks off on January 8th. So if you want to end this year differently from the way that you are beginning this year, you want to get your booty inside food focus and give yourself the gift of 30 days of focusing on food so you can learn how to lose weight for the last time. For more details, to read testimonials, and to go enroll, go to jenniferdent.com/food focus. The link is in the show notes. But again, enrollment is open now through January 8th. So you want to make sure that you get your booty in place and let me help you lose weight for the last time by focusing on food. If you're used to dieting to lose weight, you already know how much time it can take to make sure you're logging your food and measuring your food and driving back and forth to the gym and making sure you get your 10,000 steps in and all the things that it takes that a traditional cookie cutter diet will tell you. You got to do all of these activities in order for you to lose weight. I know how much time that takes. I also know that I am very busy. I know my clients are very busy. So in this week's episode, we are talking about how to schedule your Stop Dieting Forever weight loss plan into your day. I'm going to share with you the 4 key times during the day when you need to focus on your plan that will total 15 minutes. 15 minutes a day, y'all, to learn how to lose weight without a diet. You're listening to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, episode 187. If it were possible to achieve your goal weight and stay there permanently without dieting, welcome to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast, where you will discover the key components that most diets won't tell you because they want you to keep coming back. Not here. This is your last stop on the weight loss struggle bus. I am your host, Jennifer Dent Brown, life and weight loss coach, and I am going to show you how to stop dieting forever. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Luxifer, welcome back to the podcast. Happy New Year and welcome to the new listeners. Before we jump into the first podcast of the new year, let me first just say how much I appreciate all of you. I really, really do. I appreciate the reviews. I appreciate the emails. I appreciate the DMs that y'all send me, the text messages of support, and the feedback on the podcast over the past 12 months. I'm looking forward to another year of giving you the courage to stop dieting forever so we have more women in this world given the middle finger to the diet industry than we have given their hard-earned money to yet another diety gimmick that will not work in the long term. I'm looking forward to adding even more Luxifers to the food freedom movement in 2024. You ready to keep rocking with me? All right, let's go. In this week's episode, we are talking about how to schedule your Stop Dieting Forever weight loss plan into your day. I'm going to share with you the 4 key times during the day when you need to focus on your plan that will total 15 minutes. 15 minutes a day, y'all, to learn how to lose weight without a diet. Now, if you're used to dieting to lose weight, you already know how much time it can take to make sure you're logging your food and measuring your food and driving back and forth to the gym and making sure you get your 10,000 steps in and all the things that it takes that a traditional cookie cutter diet will tell you. You got to do all of these activities in order for you to lose weight. I know how much time that takes. I also know that I am very busy. I know my clients are very busy. And as I've been teaching the Stop Dieting Forever process to countless number of women over the years, it has evolved, right? My day one clients know that, you know, the way that I teach weight loss then isn't exactly the same way that I teach it now. And the reason why it evolves and changes is because I'm always problem solving for my clients. I'm always thinking about how can I get them better, faster results. I literally study my clients. So what I came up with is this 15-minute daily schedule. And with this schedule that we're going to talk about today in the podcast, you can execute the Stop Dieting Forever process with ease, literally 15 minutes a day. I'm breaking it down for you minute by minute. In 15 minutes a day, you are going to be training your brain how to think like a person who no longer emotionally eats and therefore does not struggle with food. If you think about it, and I've talked about this before, but one of the reasons why we are overweight is because we don't know how to separate our feelings from the food. And so if we're always using food to quote unquote avoid feeling our feelings, we are overfeeding ourselves. We are eating more food than necessary. So one of the easiest things that help my clients lose weight so quickly is when they understand the difference between a feeling and physical hunger. So what we're doing here is what I call a top-down approach to weight loss, right? We're starting with reprogramming your mind. We're creating a new mindset. And so when you do that first, the habits and the behaviors that you need to lose weight will happen much easier. Let me walk you through this 15-minute daily schedule so you can see how simple it is and how effective it can be once you implement it. Okay, so there's four key times during the day where you're going to be implementing this work, the Stop Dieting Forever weight loss process. And it's not 15 minutes four times a day. It's literally a total of 15 minutes. In the morning, 5 minutes. You're going to spend 5 minutes. Your quick morning boost is what we're calling it. So let me just show you. We got your quick morning boost, your midday refocus, your transition time, and your reflection and relaxation time. Those are the four time periods that you're going to be doing this work. So quick morning boost, 5 minutes in the beginning of the day. Ideally before your day gets started, if you're able to do this before the house wakes up, you're giving yourself the gift of attention for 5 minutes. You're going to spend 2 minutes doing a brain dump. And what this simply means is writing down all of your thoughts. When you have the 90-day daily planner, which all of my clients do, there is a page in the planner for that day where you simply do your brain dump. So you're going to set the timer on your phone, put the timer on your microwave, whatever you need to do, but you're going to spend 2 minutes giving yourself time to dump out all of your thoughts on paper. Now, for some of us, this is difficult. You look at a blank piece of paper and you're like, well, I don't know. And so inside Stop Dieting Forever, we give you journal prompts, essentially. What things can we ask ourselves to get these thoughts out on paper? So you're going to spend 2 minutes doing a brain dump. And then you're going to spend 2 minutes doing what I call keeping it real. You're looking at what you've just written down and you're deciding what thoughts are likely to cause you to emotionally eat during the day. Which ones are really giving you angst? Which ones are like, making you feel some type of way? And you're going to just circle them. It may be one, it may be five thoughts. You're going to circle them and then you're going to decide to reframe those thoughts by asking yourself, okay, what else could be true? This is a new practice for a lot of my clients. I'm going to teach you how to do this inside Food Focus. But once you're in Stop Dieting Forever, we have a monthly 30-minute group session we call Self-Coaching Saturday, where we all get together on Zoom and we work this process together. I literally like walk you through step by step what to do, how to get those thoughts out on paper, how to decide which thoughts are giving you the worst feelings, you know, how to reframe them, all of that. And I love these sessions because the more that you do it, the faster you get. So you're going to spend 2 minutes doing a brain dump, 2 minutes keeping it real. That's 4 minutes. And so now we got one more minute. You're going to spend 1 minute reviewing your daily energy eating plan, which you've already created at the top of the week. Usually on Sundays, that's when I recommend that you all do your weekly plan. And you're just going to look at it and look at your calendar for the day. And you're going to identify any potential obstacles that may come up during the day that you may have missed at the top of the week and come up with a plan for it. Okay, so that's your quick morning boost. 5 minutes, y'all. All right, so you got that done. You get your morning started. You get to work, drop the kids off, go to the gym, whatever your morning normally looks like. Your second time to focus on your weight loss plan is what I'm calling the midday refocus. And this is just 2 minutes. This may be lunchtime for you, or after lunch, you know, the hours between ending lunch and ending your workday where you start to get a little snacky. You get a little antsy. You keep looking at the clock like, oh, it's almost time to be finished. Or you're like, I got to like hurry up and finish this stuff because I got to go pick up the kids. You know that time, whatever that time is for you. But somewhere between lunch and the end of your workday, you're going to spend 2 minutes doing midday refocus. You're going to take 1 minute to calm your nerves and do a stress busting solution. This is what we call it inside the program. Now, you get stressed. We all get stressed. That's the one thing we can be guaranteed. Like, we're going to have at some point during the day a stressful moment. So instead of waiting for the stressful moment and trying to grit your teeth and force yourself to deal with the stressful moment, why not just plan ahead for it? Inside Stop Dieting Forever, we have a list of stress busting solutions that you can pick and choose from or just come up with your own right now. Some examples of stress busting solution: turn on some music and dance, do some deep breathing. I personally am a fan of tapping, EFT, emotional freedom technique. Look it up if you're not familiar with it, but that is my go-to stress busting solution. Stretching, going to take a walk, getting some vitamin D, closing your eyes and taking a nap. There's so many different options of stress busting solutions. So you just need to have a few in your toolkit that you can depend on. And you're going to just do one every single afternoon. So take a minute, calm your nerves, do a stress busting solution. And then you're going to take your second minute of this midday refocus time to reconnect with your 90-day identity statement. Now that your nervous system is a little bit calmer, we're going to take the second minute to just pull out your 90-day identity statement. Now, I talk about what the 90-day identity statement is, how important it is, and it literally is the foundation of this weight loss process in episode 112, Change Your Identity to Change Your Weight. So you can go listen to that episode after you listen to this one. I put the link in the show notes for you for your convenience. You're welcome. But you're going to take a minute to reconnect with your 90-minute identity statement, whether that's reading it, writing it down, dancing it out, closing your eyes and imagining, whatever that is, whatever works best for your brain. You're just going to spend 1 minute doing this. And this is your midday refocus time. Because here's what I have come to know. We get all focused, we get all motivated, we do the work in the morning, and we're feeling good. But once we get into our day, like, that shit wears off. And we need to take the time, instead of just falling back into our old habits and our old way of thinking, we need to take the time, what I'm calling this midday refocus, to just recenter ourselves, refocus our brain on our goal. This is what we're working towards. This is what a person who does not struggle with her weight, this is what she's thinking about. This is what she's feeling. Let's calm our emotions so we are less apt to go down the hallway and get the Snickers from the vending machine. Let's do our stress busting solution so we're not making these willy-nilly food choices based off of stressful emotions. So that's your midday refocus, 2 minutes. All right. So if you're doing the math, we're at 7 minutes for the day. Hey there, LuxLifer. Before we continue with the scheduling discussion, let me take a quick moment to tell you about something that's been making a huge difference in my daily routine. It's called Noon Brew. Picture this. It's that afternoon slump and you need a little bit of a pick-me-up, but coffee feels like a bit too much. This is where Noon Brew Superfood Tea comes in. It's a fantastic alternative that's not only delicious, but it gives you the boost you need to get through the rest of your day without the jitters. It has around 30 milligrams of caffeine per serving, which is less than one third of the amount in a cup of coffee. And it's balanced out by the L-theanine and the lemon balm, so you don't get that same jittery or wired feeling that's common after drinking coffee. Now, I am not a coffee drinker. I drink tea, But even black tea, which is what I normally drink in the morning, has that caffeine. And as a caffeine sensitive person, I cannot consume any caffeine after 12 p.m. I find that Noon Brew doesn't give me any issues with sleeping. Noon Brew promotes calm, clean energy throughout the day when you need a little bit of a pick-me-up for your never-ending to-do list. With their classic brew flavor, which is the one I started with, and their newest flavor, Superfood Matcha. If you like matcha green tea, you'll love this one. Noon Brew is not just a beverage, it literally is a whole experience. I call it my focus tea. Because as a non-medicated person with ADHD, I have a neurodivergent brain, I find that it helps me focus during those times when my brain is literally in hyperactive mode. What I also love most about Noon Brew is that it is packed with adaptogens and antioxidants, good stuff that your body craves that it doesn't get through normal food. And here's the kicker. It's so easy to incorporate into your routine. You can drink it hot, you can drink it cold because it mixes easily with water. Because I love Noon Brew so much, our friends at Noon Brew have given a special offer for all of you who listen to the Stop Dieting Forever podcast. When you head over to noonbrew.com and use the promo code Jennifer Brown for an exclusive 15% off of your first order. Trust me, this is something that you're going to want to add into your daily routine. And you know, I don't promote any products or anything that I don't use myself and highly recommend. So what are you waiting for? Elevate your energy, savor the moment, make your afternoons extraordinary with Noon Brew because you're getting that to-do list done, and get 50% off your first order because you're a friend of mine. It's the perfect pick-me-up for the health-focused Lux Lifer. The link is in the show notes, but you can go to noonbrew.com and use the promo code Jennifer Brown to get your discount. Okay, back to the episode. All right, the third time of day where you're going to set aside 5 minutes to focus on your weight loss plan and your weight loss strategy, transition time. And this is going to be for most people at the end of your workday or before the kids come home and that, you know, that evening shift begins. And I found that for a lot of my clients, the majority of my clients who are working 9 to 5, especially my mamas who are working and then also taking care of kids, they were taking that stress. It's very easy to take the stress from the day into your evening shift. And that's when a lot of the overeating occurs because you haven't yet reconciled in your brain what's happening during the workday. You're taking that right into the evening shift where there is food because most of them are like prepping food, getting food together for the family. You're eating dinner and you're just carrying those emotions all the way through. And so where there is food and where there are emotions that are unrecognized, there is overeating. So I found that this transition time, spending 5 minutes between ending your workday before you go into your evening routine, take 5 minutes to get your brain back on board, to get your brain aligned with what you are working on, which is weight loss. You're going to spend 2 minutes doing a brain dump. And I find that this is super effective if you're working. It's a lovely way to end your day. Just write down all of the things, all of your thoughts you had about the day, your boss, your team members, your staff, all the things. Write them down, leave all of that shit on a piece of paper. And then you're going to do 2 minutes to keep it real. And you're going to circle the thoughts, the ones that these are the ones that I need to reconcile right now because I know those thoughts are going to have me in the Ben and Jerry's ice cream tonight. So I need to figure this out right now. So you're going to spend 2 minutes keeping it real, where you're going to decide if you're going to reframe those thoughts and decide what else could be true about this situation. And then, so that's 4 minutes, and you're going to spend 1 minute revisiting your plan for the evening. It's like, okay, game time. We're not just going to run out on the field without a strategy. I'm thinking about a football game. We're not going to just run out and say, hey, somebody throw me the ball and just start running. And you don't know, like, is this your end zone? Where are you on the field? No, we're not doing that. You are going to make sure your strategy is in place for the evening, meaning your brain is on board with what is happening. Your brain is on board with, oh, we have a goal we are working towards. And so let me just remember what my strategy is. Let me remember what I got to do before I go out on that field. So you're going to spend 1 minute to revisit. You've already made these decisions earlier in the week. So you're just looking at your plan, which is in your 90-day daily planner, and you're just revisiting, okay, this is what we plan for the evening. This is what I know I need to be doing when I sit down to eat. You are just reminding your brain what food decisions you've already made ahead of time. Game on. 5 minutes during this transition time. All right. So if you're keeping track, so far we spent 12 minutes on your weight loss plan. So the last and the fourth and final period of time of day that you're going to focus on your plan is before you go to sleep. Your reflection and relaxation time. I have talked about, I'm trying to remember if I talked about it on the podcast or if I talked about it within the group. I think I just talked about it within the Stop Dieting Forever group program, but I talked about creating a luxe sleep strategy because quality sleep aids in your weight loss, not quantity, right? I'm not talking about you need to have 8-9 hours of sleep in order to lose weight. You just need to have quality sleep, and that means your nervous system is at a place where your body can actually get into a restorative state of sleep. But if you're highly anxious or highly stressed and you're trying to go to sleep, your brain is still working overtime, trying to problem solve or worried about work or worried about the kids. And when you don't take the time to empty out your brain, your nervous system is activated, your heart rate is elevated, and you're keeping yourself from getting that restorative sleep that your body needs to be able to burn fat. So before you go to sleep, this reflection and relaxation time should be part of your luxe sleep strategy. 3 minutes. You're going to spend 3 minutes here. You're going to spend 1 minute doing another stress busting activity. I have found the tapping exercises to be a wonderful thing for me. Some of my clients really enjoy that too. But whatever stress busting solution works for you, you're going to already know what that is because you're already going to have it in your toolkit and you're going to do it every day. It was going to help you wind down from the day. It's going to help your nervous system say, okay, like we're done for the day. We can relax and do what we need to do to get a good night's sleep. So you're going to spend a minute doing your stress busting solution, and then you're going to spend 2 minutes of an exercise, what I call belief journaling. My current clients are very familiar with this. It's part of our self-coaching strategy, but you're going to do 2 minutes of belief journaling where you're taking your identity statement and you're just spending 2 minutes imagining you've already reached your goal. You're allowing your brain to shift into sleep mode. And so just for 2 minutes, write. And I find that sometimes I will fall asleep while I'm writing, and that's okay. It's not a problem. And I love ending the day on belief journaling because it just feels really good to think about, oh, I've already done this. And it gets your brain focusing at nighttime of like, oh, how can we actually make this happen in reality? Because your brain doesn't know the difference between what you're imagining and what is real life. So instead of going to bed worrying about, oh my God, I ate so much food today, I want to be so fat tomorrow, you know, just beating yourself up because you quote unquote messed up today, give yourself a break, do this reflection and relaxation time, and just calm your nervous system down, get your brain back on board with the goal that we're working towards. And no matter what happened today, it's okay. Okay, that's it. 15 minutes a day to reprogram your brain to be able to separate your feelings from the food. 15 minutes to be able to spend some time planning for any unplanned obstacles that may come up during the day. 15 minutes and giving yourself this space and this time to make damn good decisions intentional ones that actually align with your weight loss goal instead of working against it. Okay, quick morning boost, 5 minutes. Your midday refocus time, 2 minutes. Transition time, 5 minutes. Reflection and relaxation time, 3 minutes. 15 minutes. Now, you can spend more time at any of these times during the day if you want to. That's, I encourage it. But if you're like, I just need to do the bare minimum. I just got to do the bare minimum. I don't have the time. Start with 15 minutes. Can you commit to 15 minutes a day to training your brain how to think like someone who no longer struggles with their weight? Because remember, top-down approach. We work on our mindset first. The actions and the habits, the behaviors will follow naturally. Now, you may not be 100% perfect at this, and that's okay. You may not hit every single point in every single day, and it's okay. Doing some of this work is 100 times better than doing nothing at all. If you do 7 minutes instead of 15 on Tuesday, it's okay. Wednesday is another day, and we'll work on the 15 minutes the next day. But doing 7 minutes is 100 times better than doing nothing at all. All right. How easy is this? All right, Colette, it is time for Stop and Celebrate. Play the music. All right. This 15-minute weight loss strategy, you're going to learn how to do this step by step inside Food Focus. So if you're thinking about joining Food Focus, I am celebrating you right now during Stop and Celebrate. I'm celebrating your damn good decision to join us inside Food Focus. Remember, we begin on January 8th. And so enrollment closes at noon Eastern time on January 8th. So for more info and to enroll, go to jenniferdent.com/foodfocus. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in this week. I invite you to share this episode with your friends. In fact, I think that's a really great idea. Share this episode with your friends and you have somebody to keep you accountable. Like, hey, girl, do you think we can do like 15 minutes together and like hold ourselves accountable for this? Yes. And then be like, hey, girl, you want to like join this Food Focus thing with me? I think this is like what we really need to do to get off of the weight loss struggle bus. Yes. Share this episode, invite your friends, and let's do this in 2024. I also would love for you to share your thoughts by leaving me a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Live Lux, y'all, and I will see you in the next episode. If you like today's episode of the Stop Dieting Forever podcast and you want to learn more about creating a lifestyle instead of following a diet to lose weight permanently, be sure to visit jenniferdent.com. There, you'll learn more about my unique weight loss process and how it can work for you. Go to jenniferdent.com to discover what you can do to stop dieting